We're based in Betchworth, and we've been together about 5 years. Some of the guys in the band have been playing music for many, many years. But we do gigs, a whole variety of gigs. We do, you know, typically we may do a pub gig, we may do something for a party or something like that, even garden parties. But Norman, who's the drummer in our band, he came to us with a very sad story just after Christmas and said, look, my wife, who's a GP, her colleague, her son sadly has a brain tumour, and I'd like for us to do a benefit gig to see if we can do anything to help. Well, all the guys jumped on this, and we thought, yes, that would be a fantastic idea. So that's what we decided to embark upon. In parallel with the band's activities, two of the band members, a guy called Graham Morgan and myself, we began writing our own songs, our own music, our own lyrics about 2.5 years ago. And we've probably written about 20 or so, and Graham is always bringing to me different ideas, different chords. He's a very talented musician in that respect. And he brought to me a song back in January, and it was a song that he called Atmosphere. And I remember laughing and discussing with him and saying, not doing this, Graham. Russ Abbott's been there already.
Exactly. That's what exactly I was thinking.
Exactly that. It's going to go down the wrong road, I'm afraid. But the line that he had, which embarked upon this, was a line that said, there's an atmosphere in here, and it's not the kind you find in outer space. If you cut it with a knife, it's not the salt you ever want to taste. So I took that idea away and decided that atmosphere had to go. So I came up with the word nebulous. And in parallel, we finished this particular song. And one morning, I was out walking my dog, and I thought, I'm going to turn this song into a song for Ollie, to give him and his family something to really remember. And by the time I got home from walking my dog, I went home and I said to my wife, please get off the computer, I need it, I've got a song in my head, I need to get this down. And that's where the idea of the song Nebulous, Song for Ollie, was born. Nebulous is a word that not people really use on a regular basis, but it describes something that you can see it, you can feel it, but you can't actually touch it. So in a physical sense, it could be something such as fog, smoke, or a cloud. But what I saw was an emotion, and I'm sure that all of us in our lives have been into a room, and they say you could cut the atmosphere with a knife, but that atmosphere doesn't have to be negative. And I saw it as something that was positive, an embodiment of hope, where an idea, looking forward to the gig we're doing on this Saturday at Betchwood Village Hall.
Oh,
where
I just want to do us a
coming
quick,
together.
Give us
of
a
everybody.
Quick plug for the gig as well, because we're going to play your track in a sec.
Indeed. Well, the gig is at Betchworth Village Hall. Postcode on that is RH37DF. It's on Saturday evening. Tickets are pretty much nearly sold out, but if you go onto our website, and I'm sure you'll give details of our website out a little later, there are still some tickets available. But that's what it's all about on Saturday. And the idea is that we're doing a gig, and we're doing this in partnership with another band that's going to be collaborating with us, where in the second set, effectively, both bands come together. But Nebulous, this song, is something that is going to open the evening, and it's going to finish the evening in a real, in a rounded way.
Okay.
And it's there, as I say, it's there for an embodiment of hope.
Well,
that's fantastic.
Let's play a bit of it, and then we'll have another chat afterwards.
Tonight, but it ain't because the thermostat is stuck. It's just the way it is with this orchestra of hope that we conduct. And if we all share our feelings from the start, we could all find true meanings in our hearts. Spare a thought for the reason why tonight. Nebulous, an embodiment of hope. It's nebulous and we're all learning to cope. Giving form an abstract conception, but what we have is our perception. It's nebulous, an embodiment of hope. There's sunshine in this room, and it ain't because the strobes are glowing bright. It's a feeling that you get when as one we all see the same light. And if we all share our feelings from the start, we could all find true meanings in our hearts. Spare a thought for the reason why tonight we are all here. It will all come clear in this atmosphere. You can see it, you can feel it, like a fog but you can't touch it. It's nebulous, an embodiment of hope. Nebulous and we're all an intercope, giving form an abstract conception, but what we have is our perception. It's nebulous, our embodiment of hope. Find in outer space. If you cut it with a knife, we'd all be queuing up to have a taste. And if we all share our feelings from the start, we could all find true meanings in our hearts. Spare a thought for the reason why tonight we are all here. It will all come clear in this atmosphere. See it, you can feel it, like a fog but you can't touch it. It's nebulous, an embodiment of hope. It's nebulous and we're all an intercope, giving form an abstract conception, but what we have is our perception. It's nebulous, an embodiment of hope.
How does it raise money? Do people download it? Do they buy it? What do they do? How do they get hold of it?
Well, yes, they can download that song now. We only recorded that song just over 2 weeks ago and seven other songs as well. And if you go to our website, which is Free Worlders, that's freeworlders.weebly.com, that's weebly.com, you can see that that song is there now on our website, sitting there proudly with seven other songs we've done. And people can download that and make a £5 donation, which everything will go to charity.
Fantastic. Is that the problem?
One other thing that might be of interest is that when we do this gig on Saturday the 26th at Betchworth Village Hall, is that we're going to do something quite unusual. Norman has decided that he's going to auction the band. And what he means by that is... Free World will do a gig to the highest bidder, and any money that is collected from that highest bidder will be given to charity in its entirety. And if that person who is bidding wants to bid to raise money for another charity, we're more than willing to do so, because we when we play this music, etc., it's we do it for our enjoyment. We don't do it for any money we make, and it's just the opportunity for us to play live.